Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
For those who may not know, the Montana Family Foundation legislates and litigates in four main areas of public policy: life, marriage and family, school choice, and religious freedom, all from a Judeo-Christian perspective. Today, we'll be in the Senate Judiciary Committee arguing against Senate Bill 139, a bill to remove the exemption for members of the clergy in the mandatory reporting of child abuse and neglect cases. This sounds controversial, and it is, but it's important to put this into perspective. When it comes to cases involving suspected child abuse and neglect, there are many mandatory reporters. These are people who, in the course of their professional work, may come across cases that are suspect. In those instances, they're required to report their suspicions to Child Protective Services. Those professions include doctors and nurses and all others involved in the medical profession, school teachers and other school officials, social workers, licensed daycare facilities, members of law enforcement, and a member of the clergy as defined in a separate section of the law. In that instance, the clergy member is exempt from mandatory reporting if the knowledge came from a statement made during a confession or counseling session, or if the communication is required to be confidential by canon law, church doctrine, or established church practice. Senate Bill 139 seeks to remove this exemption and make members of the clergy mandatory reporters in all circumstances. It's important to point out that no one condones the abuse or neglect of children, not members of the clergy or the legislators that added that exemption when the law was written. Pastors that we spoke to can and do often report cases of abuse or neglect when they observe them, but a person seeking help falls into a different category. They know there's a problem, or in the case of neglect, they need help with food or clothing or housing. As with any bill, especially one that removes a portion of law, we need to ask ourselves, why was it put in the law in the first place? The First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution prohibits Congress, and by extension, all lawmakers, from prohibiting the free exercise of religion. In some cases, as in this case, there's a fine line. Many denominations consider confessions between a parishioner and a member of clergy to be absolutely sacrosanct and inviolable. That means they take a vow before God that under no circumstances will they reveal what is told them during confession. It's considered a sacred trust, and the purpose of confession is to repent and make the necessary changes to get back into right relationship with God. The problem with Senate Bill 139 is that it will have the exact opposite effect than what the bill sponsor intends. It'll turn the church into an enforcement arm of the government. No abuser in their right mind would make a confession knowing it will land them in jail or get their children taken away. Thus, the one avenue through which help and healing might come is cut off, and the abuse or neglect will probably continue. The ultimate purpose of confession or counseling is healing and restoration, but the immediate effect is accountability. It's also important to remember that members of the clergy are shepherds of their congregation, and one of the main jobs of a shepherd is protection. In this case, that means protection and provision for the children. We need to get away from this idea that all help, guidance, discipline, and welfare have to come from government. The church has historically played that role, and that should continue. Pastors should and do take the welfare of the children in their congregation seriously, and no pastor that I know of would allow abuse or neglect to continue. When a person makes a confession, they're in effect asking for help, forgiveness, healing, and accountability, and that's why this exemption was put in this law in the first place. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.